Geekville Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks and geekettes, this is Seth, a.k.a. Xandrax, the mayor of Geekville and the host of Geekville Radio with a special show here flying solo. Unless you've been frozen in carbonite for the last 24 or 48 hours, you probably saw the sizzle reel footage. You really wouldn't call it a trailer, per se, but it was shown at D23, our next glimpse at Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, the final installment of what Disney is calling the Skywalker Saga. No more scrolling text, no more episode whatever from here on out. Actually, we're probably going to get mainly Star Wars TV from now on, going by other D23 news. But that other news is for another show. This is to do what all we geeks like to do when any type of footage comes out about a Star Wars movie, which is analyze every single frame of it and overanalyze and then get angry when we turn out to be wrong and how everybody else has to be wrong and we're right about what this footage means. So, no, because obviously I'm being sarcastic in that last line there. But going over this stuff and trying to see what might and might not make sense is always a fun thing to do with these trailers, and I know I'm not alone because you see them all over the place. You know, somebody, you know, this is proof that, you know, this is taking place on Tatooine or something like this, or this is proof that Darth Plagueis is alive or something like that. But I know I'm probably not going to have too many original thoughts in this. I think I'm going right in line with what a lot of Star Wars fans are thinking as far as what might be going on here. But who knows? Maybe I will come up with something original. If I'm right, great. If I'm wrong, hey, I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I'm human, and I just am past the point of getting upset when things don't go my way in science fiction. So without further ado, we will watch the Rise of Skywalker footage, into the D23 special look. Obviously, we're going to skip through the first minute because that is all highlights of scenes from the first 8 movies. And me personally, I mean, I get why they did it. They did the classic trilogy first, then the prequel, and then the stuff from the sequel trilogy. I personally would have done prequel first, then classic, and then just to kind of do it like how it's supposed to be in the timeline for how stuff's supposed to be watched. But that's just my taste. That's minor. So we'll skip forward to the close-up shot of Rey with her lightsaber and, you know, just focused in on her face. So that'll be the first frame that we will look at if you want to skip ahead. The trailer itself is linked at geekvilleradio.com/risetrailer. That's Rise Trailer, all like one word, just Rise Trailer. So we see this footage here of Rey locked in combat, clearly with Kylo Ren's crosssaber. And she looks like she's dampened with water, so maybe this is part of the fight on the Death Star wreckage that we see elsewhere. Just my thought. We go past this Christmas line, and something I noticed here, we see the sequel trilogy heroes, and we saw a frame similar to this in the first trailer that debuted at Star Wars Celebration, but these are the sequel trilogy heroes all together for the first time. You know, when you think about it, we either got Finn paired with Rey, or Finn is paired with Poe. We never really got all three of them together in the first 3 movies. So I don't think Rey even meets Poe until the ending of Episode 8. So we're finally getting all three heroes together in the same place. And you'll also notice at Rey's side there is the Skywalker saber. So it has definitely been reassembled. Now, is this Tatooine? Is it Jakku? Clearly, they're going into a celebration of some sort. Maybe they're celebrating Life Day. I don't know. But it definitely looks like this is friendly territory. The next shot is the late, great Carrie Fisher and what we now know is unused Force Awakens footage. This may still be Takodana. Could it be Yavin? You know, that background does make it look a lot like Yavin. Now, what I thought might have been Yavin turned out to be Takodana. So this is very possibly just the same place. Or it could be a new background. You know, we really don't know what they will be doing with Kerry yet entirely as far as some of this footage goes. In one of the most interesting shots here, we see a whole bunch of Resistance spacecraft coming out of hyperspace. A lot of classic stuff here. You see X-wings, B-wings, A-wings, even some Y-wings, and a Kurilian Corvette. Could that be the Sundered Heart? Oh, I'm sorry, Tantive. And they are coming out of light speed, like in orbit, which is supposed to be something that is like nigh impossible to do. You know, it's like not something you're really supposed to do because of all the dangers involved. And here they got a whole team of ships doing it. But we see in the next shot a whole bunch of Star Destroyers in a big galactic thunderstorm cloud. I don't really know why Disney likes showing Star Destroyers in big thunderstorm clouds. If you go back to the Solo trailer, they did the same thing. Now, as a lot of people have pointed out, these Star Destroyers, these are old school Star Destroyers. These are not First Order stuff. This is the classic Imperial or possibly Victory class Star Destroyers, the good old, you know, USS Pizza Slice that we all knew and loved growing up. And there's probably at least 20 or 30 here. So it makes me wonder that these are not in any real sort of attack formation. So these may be ships left over from the old Imperial fleet. You know, perhaps they are just gathered up. Perhaps they've just been decommissioned over time. Perhaps the Resistance are stealing them for their cause. Could these be Republic Star Destroyers that somehow got lost in the void of a giant thunderstorm cloud? You know, we just don't know. That really intrigues me to see how those get worked into the story, because that's a lot of Star Destroyers right there. We see Finn along with Naomi Ackie's character, Janna, and what could be the Falcon. It might be another ship, but it's possible it just might be a weird shot of the Falcon. We don't really know what they're doing. I've heard the speculation that might be a reaction shot to all those Star Destroyers, but the Star Destroyers are clearly in a black background in that giant cloud we've been talking about, and the Resistance fleet look to be in a very sunny background. So I think those two shots might be unrelated. But in what is quite possibly my personally most intriguing shot in all of this is the red eyes of C-3PO. Of all the things in this trailer, it's what intrigues me the most. I mean, what would be needed to require 3PO to have red eyes? Because it looks like it's something that had to be done pretty in depth. It looks like he's rising up off of a repair table. And it just makes me wonder what could require all that. I mean, is it something to read some sort of map or some sort of encryption or anything like that? We really don't know. And I made the joke on the Geekville Radio Facebook page that it looked like 3PO crossed with Maximilian from the Black Hole. You know, if you know the Black Hole from 1979, I mean, it just, for some reason, it made me think of that, just the big red eyes. But maybe he's needed for scanning. You don't really see him with the red eyes elsewhere. So I don't think that's something that is going to be a long-term thing, because I know the red arm, you know, that only lasted for one movie. You know, by the time Episode 8 came around, he was back to having all of his regular colors back. We do see a big beam shooting out from the sky onto a planet, possibly turbo laser bombardment. We don't know why. Rey vigorously working with a training droid. She's throwing the lightsaber through trees, boomerang style, or for anybody who's played The Force Unleashed, you know, you'd be able to do that over and over again. And when she catches the saber, not only do we see some sort of red bandana or something, it looks like something in cloth. But we also see that is clearly the Skywalker saber that she's throwing again. So it's pretty clear the Skywalker saber is either reconstructed or recreated. You know, maybe it's just a new lightsaber with the same fixings on it. We don't know. We do see Kylo walking on what looks like a snow or salt-covered planet. It really looks like it's the same planet that we saw getting fired upon a few seconds earlier. And we see the now-famous fight on the Death Star 2 wreckage. that's floating on the water of the planet that the moon of Endor is in orbit over. Because remember, you know, it's the moon that the Death Star was in orbit over. It wasn't the planet itself. You know, the moon was the forest moon. So we may not see any Ewoks in this. I certainly would not be surprised, and I would not be upset if we get Ewoks. I'm one of those people who didn't really hate the Ewoks. Maybe that was just my right about my age bracket, but never loved Ewoks, never hated them. If we see them again, great. If not, you know, I'm not going to shed any tears over that. But we do hear Palpatine say, "Your journey nears its end," as the screen goes black. And then we see the big reveal. We hear Darth Vader's breathing and that final shot of Rey with the double-bladed saber. And I know I'm not alone with this prediction. I don't claim to be intelligent, but I am calling it here. That's not actually Rey. I'm thinking that's a Force vision or a Force projection, a la Darth Vader in the cave on Dagobah. I think that's some sort of trick. Now, whether it's her, whether it's Finn, whether it's Kylo or whoever that actually sees that vision, we don't know. Maybe it's some sort of combining of the two, you know, kind of going back to the C-3PO Maximilian combination thing. I don't know. But it is a heck of a reveal. It is a heck of a final shot. Definitely got people going. It's my cover photo on my Facebook, like it is for a lot of other people. And really, Rey using a double-bladed saber like that is not surprising at all. I mean, she clearly trained herself with the staff. That was her main weapon of choice in The Force Awakens. So it actually makes total sense that she would use a double-bladed saber, because the bow training, I would imagine, would be similar. I mean, I'm no martial artist. I don't know anything about weapons like that, but I would imagine there'd be similar techniques involved. So a lot to ponder in that 1 minute. I'm definitely curious what everybody else thinks. Like I said, I'm not going out on a limb at all thinking any thoughts that are too weird or too groundbreaking or anything like that. I think I'm going in with a good chunk of people that we're getting a Force vision of an evil Rey, and not evil Rey per se, and that we are not really going to get too crazy as far as what people see. I mean, I did hear some of the speculation that maybe evil Rey is in like Castle Vader on Mustafar or something like that. I don't know. That'd be cool. I think it's going to be depicted as something in the new Death Star or something on Coruscant or something to that effect. But anyway, Geekville Radio is the website. If you're hearing us for the first time, welcome aboard. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever fine podcasts can be found. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a review. Let us know what we're doing well. Let us know what we're doing bad. And let us know what you think of this footage, because we only have about 3.5 more months left before we get The Rise of Skywalker. Now, before that, we're going to get The Mandalorian and a lot of other stuff with Star Wars and Marvel, but that's all for another podcast. I'll be podcasting again soon with Train to talk a lot of this D23 news, and we'll be talking the Spider-Man controversy with Sony and Disney, so there's a lot of stuff left to talk about. But I wanted to set aside some time here just to go over this footage with you. So let us know what you think. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you folks again next time.
Geekville Radio is not sponsored or endorsed by any product or company unless specifically stated. The views expressed by the hosts and or guests are purely their own and do not represent the views of GeekvilleRadio.com, A1-Wrestling.com, or any affiliates. Some media used on Geekville Radio is the respective copyright of its publishers, all rights reserved.